I'm going to be demoing an iPhone app that's just come out called Tape It. It's a recording app. There's a free version of this app, and then there's a subscription version. The subscription version costs either $30 a year or $100 for a lifetime subscription. And then there's the free version, which has some of the basic features. I think one of the big differences, the subscription version has better recording quality in the uncompressed mode. And this app is pretty accessible for the most part. I like this app. There's one issue, which you will see once we get into it, where I'm having a problem, but I'm in discussions with the developer. Hopefully they will fix it. So let me open the app.
Tape It.
There are three tabs on this app, and depending on, it remembers what the last tab you were in. So depending on where you were, you'll see a different screen. So I'm going to go to the top here.
Audio, tape it, heading. Audio settings, button.
All right, audio settings.
Mono.
So it means I'm recording a mono file.
Start recording, button.
There's a start recording button. I'm swiping to the right here.
Selected, record view, tab,
selected,
one of three.
Record view. So that's the tab for recording, and that's selected.
All tapes, tab, two of three.
All tapes, that's the list of tapes that you've recorded.
Mixtapes, tab, three of three.
And then mixtapes, I don't really understand what that is. I think you can exchange tapes with other people and stuff like that. But let's go back to
all tape selected. Start recording. But mono.
Okay.
Audio settings. Button.
Let's go into audio settings here and see the kind of things you can change when you're recording. So I'm going to double tap on this.
Okay. Audio settings. Heading.
I'll swipe to the right.
Done. Button. Channels. Heading. Selected. Mono. Button.
Okay. Selected mono. You can select mono or stereo. I've got mono selected here.
Stereo, button.
So.
Selected, mono, button.
Mono selected.
Stereo,
I
button.
Could double tap on stereo and select that.
Get the traditional iPhone mono sound with heavy compression that you know from other apps.
Okay.
File format. Selected, AAC, button.
AAC is Apple's.
Lossless.
Lossless, yeah. Lossless.
Lossless, button.
Okay. And then there's lossless file format, which is more like WAV files, but they're much larger. So I think a minute of that file would take up like depending on whether you're recording in mono or stereo, like a million bytes of data or something. So you gotta have a lot of storage space on your phone if you're gonna record in lossless. So I just keep in AAC.
Selected.
Mode.
AAC. Button. Okay. Loss. Record with AAC compression at the highest quality settings. Files are 5 times smaller than lossless.
There you go. 5 times smaller than lossless. You can, with this program, with this app, once you make a recording, you can easily get it off. There's a share mode, so you can, if you have Dropbox, for example, you can upload it to Dropbox. So you could record in lossless mode, you know, as long as you had a way of getting the files off your, but it would, you know, if you were doing a recording for a couple hours, it would take up a lot of data on your phone.
Record with AAC, lossless, selected,
here.
File, get the stereo, selected, channels, done, button.
Okay. So that's that.
Audio settings, mono, audio, tape it, mono, start, selected, record view, tab, one, all tapes. Tab,
all
two
tapes.
Of three.
If we go into there.
Selected, all tapes.
All
tab,
tapes.
Two of three. Mixtapes, tab, three of three. Mixtapes, tab, three. Selected, record view. It's a bit empty here. Time to record your first tape.
So they're kind of prompting you. We want you to make a recording. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Oh. Search by any app, menu, all tapes.
And I'm going to go back. There's a menu here.
Menu,
we'll go
button.
Into that too. That's the next thing. And then
menu,
we'll do a
heading.
Recording. So, because that's why everybody's here. So we're in the menu.
Close menu, button. Profile for Thomas Cummings, button.
Okay, that's your account information.
Refer someone an, ellipsis. Heading. Ellipsis, they get some pro for free, button.
Okay.
Learn about, heading.
And then learn about, that's like the help section of the app, so.
Importing your voice memos, button.
So you can, if you can record, like let's say you use, say, the voice memos app, you can import those memos to this app if you want.
Organization, button.
Organization.
Recording, button.
Recording, just tips on recording.
Listening, button.
Listening.
Sharing, button.
Sharing.
Contact, heading.
And contact. So let's get into recording.
Menu,
here,
menu. Close menu button.
What everyone's interested in. So let me go.
All tapes. Menu button. Search by any attribute. It's a bit empty. Record view. Selected. All tape. Record view.
All right. So
start recording button.
Now I'm going to tap on the start recording button. And you heard a little beep there. So I'm now recording. And this is a test. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Are you hearing my dulcet tones here? So I'm going to stop this recording. Okay. So now.
Selected. Record all tapes. Mixtapes.
We're going to go to all tapes.
Tap. Selected. All tapes.
And the recording will show up here.
Mixtapes. Tab. May. Search. Menu. Search by any app. May. Heading. Speech. Recorded today at 11:38 a.m. by Thomas Cummings. 13 seconds.
Okay.
Actions available.
So now we're going to play this. So the easiest way to play this, you can just double tap on it and should start playing. And you heard a little beep there, so I'm now recording. And this is a test. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Are you hearing my dulcet tones here? So I'm going to stop this recording. Now, one thing though, and you wouldn't know this unless probably I told you. That recording was not coming through this mic that I'm talking into. That recording was being recorded to the mics built into the iPhone. So phone connected up, and this is an issue. Even though I've got my phone connected up to my audio interface, so it should be picking up this mic. It's recording from the
regular mics.
And if I was using any other app, like even voice memos or just press record or Recorder HQ, it will be picking up from the correct microphone. And I have been in touch with the developer. The problem is that I'm using an iPhone SE. So the way I have my iPhone connected to my interface is I have one of those Lightning to 3.5 millimeter adapters plugged into my iPhone. Since it's an SE 2020, it still has a Lightning connector. From that, I have a TRRS to TRRS cable, which goes to my interface, and there's a little TRRS jack in my interface connected. So I've got the cable going between my phone and the interface. So it should be picking up this microphone that I'm speaking into, but it's not because, or this app thinks that I'm using the Apple AirPods, you know, which have the little, that you know, that you buy for $20. Mm-hmm. So it says, oh no, those are a crappy microphone. So we're going to ignore that, and we're going to use the built-in mics on the iPhone. So what I'm going to ask the developer to do is, like in other apps, have a place where you can pick the recording source and say, don't use the iPhone microphone, use the mic that's connected up to. So, you know, they've set this app up for musicians, but they've set it up almost too well. It automatically assumes, it sees that if you've got something with a headphone jack connected to this phone, it thinks, oh, that's not a real microphone. I'm in discussions with him, and hopefully they will fix this. You know, that's the only issue that I've found. I've tested this with I have a set of Sennheiser in-ear binaurals, and that does work fine with this app. So
is that because it sees those microphones?
It sees the name. So they send the name of Sennheiser Ambios. So it sees those as a separate microphone. So I think they can change this. I think it's easy enough for them because, like I said, any other app that I've used doesn't have this issue. They've just overthought this a little too much.
Tim, what are those Sennheiser earphones that you're using?
Unfortunately, you can't get them anymore.
I just got it. So I got them just before they ended.
Yeah, they ended. So. They ended. John got a pair. Amazon, you sell them for $50. It's a set of earphones that go in your ears. Each one has a little microphone on the outside, so you can actually
record. There isn't anything else we can get. If we didn't get them when they were on sale,
there's something, isn't there?
Sound Professionals, I think Sound Professionals actually does make a version that you can get that does work, but it's a little more, it's probably three times the price.
I might get those for John, and he might give me the cheap one.
Well, we might want to see, because what it was is those MBO Tech ones, they have a Lightning connector, and I wonder if eventually they're going to have a C connector.
So you can get, I think, a Lightning. You should talk to Don Breda because there's a lightning that will work.
Yes, you can get a lightning to see, and it does work.
And it does work. And Margaret, let me ask you this question. Does the mode where you can hear what's going on around you, does that work on yours?
As far as I know, it does.
I have a pair, and mine doesn't work. So I got a bad
I
got a bad pair. That's the thing. The record's fine, but it doesn't. You can't hear the sounds around you, outside sounds around you. But
I had no trouble with that.
But they make great recordings, and they never clip.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing that's nice about them is they have two levels of recording. They have regular recording level and then a lower recording level if you know you're going to be in a place where the sounds are really, like if you're at the Kennedy Space Center, you know, watching the shuttle launch or something.
You put it on lower.
You put it on lower, yeah. But anyway, that's my basic discussion of the app. It works pretty well. If we can get this little piece ironed out, it'll even be better.
So, Tim, because I think you had mentioned at some point in the past about something about the changing of the bit sampling rates and stuff. Is that done on this, or is it all automatic?
So it's either you either record in the lossless mode, which is compressed, or the regular mode, which is no compression, and your files are huge.
There's no place where you have to worry about just, you know, 32 bit versus
No.
It does it automatically.
No. And as long as you have an easy way of getting it off your phone, like I said, I have Dropbox. It'll go right into Dropbox, and just the files get uploaded. It's very easy.
So do you think this would be, because you have a number of different recording apps? Would this be your choice now to try using with the Sennheiser?
I definitely want to use this with the Sennheiser.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And because of the AmbioTech, would you do it in stereo or mono?
Oh no, you want it. If you're recording with the Ambios, you want it in stereo
then
you get the effect of like you're there. It's total immersive sound. It's 3D. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And so it's free. It's or $30 a year
or $100.
$100.
So what I would advise you first is to get the free version I mean, I assume they'll be adding more features, obviously in the paid app eventually. Yeah. You know. So,
Do you have a feel of was there a reason why they had the capability of bringing in voice memos into it? Is there?
I think because a lot of people use voice memos comes with every iPhone, so it's a pretty basic recording app, you know, for people. And so the feeling is that a lot of people who just record on voice memos, this is a quick way to, you know, better organize your recordings and just import them. You know, if you've got a lot of stuff you've recorded on voice memos, you don't want to keep them in voice memos.
Also, John, the one of the reasons too is that you, with the iPhone 15 and the button that replaced the mute button, memos is one of the choices of things you can use. So you can assign that button to memos. And all you have to do is hold that button in, and you're now recording.
Okay.
And this app has that option too. I haven't set it up, but you can set this app on so that you can actually activate it even on your lock screen. So
you change it. Okay.
But that too, the nice thing about that is that you don't have to mess with anything. You don't have to bring it out. You need to record in 2 seconds. You're there.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
Hey, Tim, regarding this mic setup that you're saying currently doesn't work, but that you're saying works with other apps. So that is your interface is connected to your PC and then connected to the iPhone via that TRRS.
That's correct.
And the mic is connected to the interface. And what you're saying is that the iPhone is supposed to, in this app, your mic that's connected to the interface is supposed to be recognized, and it is in other apps, but it's not in this one. That's great, because I was looking at the app store description and it was saying that with the paid version, like, you're able to connect to interfaces and such.
But the problem is the way they assume you're going to do it is you would connect this directly to the iPhone. And if you did that,
right,
then you wouldn't be able to connect it to your computer at the same time. See?
I see what you're saying. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Could I, in theory, use this app on my iPhone only?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you think, it would be
as good as my voice memo?
It's definitely as good.
But the way it is right now, I wouldn't be able to use that microphone.
Well, you don't have a microphone for it.
Yeah, you don't have a microphone that connects up to your iPhone anyway at this point. You wouldn't be able to use a microphone that directly connects to your iPhone. No.
When I go to record my karaoke stuff, I still have to use the one that connects to my computer.
But I think that would be easier because then you're doing everything in the same place.
Well, you use Tape It versus the recorder on the iPhone.
Tape It has a little better audio quality if you use the uncompressed mode. But I mean, the iPhone, the Voice Memos app is a perfectly fine app to use. A lot of people use it to record stuff, and you can export it to, I think you can export voice memos to Dropbox.
You can and I'm trying to think, though, does the voice memos have stereo? I don't remember.
I don't think it did.
I think you could like listen to it in enhanced mode, but I don't know if you actually could record it
in stereo.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with the new iPhones now. The new iPhones have two microphones, so you can actually record in stereo with just your iPhone.
But the enhanced mode that you're talking about, John, I think
it's
at the output.
It doesn't say anything about the input. It's on the output side of things. Yeah.
Even though you'd be hearing it with a kind of a spread out sound, it wouldn't show up in the recording.
Right. Tape is T-A-P-I-T.
T-A-P-E-I-T.
The two tape words run together.
Oh, tape. Okay.
Yeah. It's a recording app. There's a free version of this app, and then there's a subscription version. The subscription version costs either $30 a year or $100 for a lifetime subscription. And then there's the free version, which has some of the basic features. I think one of the big differences, the subscription version has better recording quality in the uncompressed mode. And this app is pretty accessible for the most part. I like this app. There's one issue, which you will see once we get into it, where I'm having a problem, but I'm in discussions with the developer. Hopefully they will fix it. So let me open the app.
Take it.
There are three tabs on this app, and depending on, it remembers what the last tab you were in. So depending on where you were, you'll see a different screen. So I'm going to go to the top here.
Audio, take it, heading. Audio settings, button.
All right, audio settings.
Mono.
So it means I'm recording a mono file.
Start recording, button.
There's a start recording button. I'm swiping to the right here.
Selected, record view, tab,
selected,
one of three.
Record view. So that's the tab for recording, and that's selected.
All tapes, tab, two of three.
All tapes, that's the list of tapes that you've recorded.
Mixtapes, tab, three of three.
And then mixtapes, I don't really understand what that is. I think you can exchange tapes with other people and stuff like that. But let's go back to
all tape selected. Start recording. But mono.
Okay.
Audio settings button.
Let's go into audio settings here and see the kind of things you can change when you're recording. So I'm going to double tap on this.
Okay. Audio settings heading.
I'm gonna swipe to the right.
Done button. Channels heading. Selected mono button.
Okay. Selected mono. You can select mono or stereo. I've got mono selected here.
Stereo button.
So.
Selected mono button.
Mono selected.
Stereo button.
I could double tap on stereo and select that.
Get the traditional iPhone mono sound with heavy compression that you know from other apps.
Okay.
File format. Selected AAC button.
AAC is Apple's
lossless.
Lossless. Yeah. Lossless.
Lossless button.
Okay. And then there's lossless file format, which is more like WAV files, but they're much larger. So I think a minute of that file would take up like depending on whether you're recording in mono or stereo, like a million bytes of data or something. So you gotta have a lot of storage space on your phone if you're gonna record in lossless. So I just keep in AAC.
Selected mode. AAC button.
Okay.
Loss. Record with AAC compression at the highest quality settings. Files are 5 times smaller than lossless.
There you go. 5 times smaller than lossless. You can, with this program, with this app, once you make a recording, you can easily get it off. There's a share mode, so you can, if you have Dropbox, for example, you can upload it to Dropbox. So you could record in lossless mode, you know, as long as you had a way of getting the files off your, but it would, you know, if you were doing a recording for a couple hours, it would take up a lot of data on your phone.
Record with AAC lossless. Select file. Get the stereo. Selected. Channels. Done. Button.
Okay. So that's that.
Audio settings. Mono. Audio. Tape it. Start record. Selected. Record view. Tab. One. All tapes. Tab.
All
two
tapes.
Of three.
If we go into there.
Selected. All tapes.
All
tab.
Tapes.
Two of three. Mixtapes. Tab. Three of three. Mixtapes. Tab. Three. Selected. Record view. It's a bit empty here. Time to record your first tape.
So they're kind of prompting you. We want you to make a recording. Okay.
Yeah.
So
search by any app, menu, all tapes.
And I'm going to go back. There's a menu here.
Menu,
we'll go into
button.
That too. That's the next thing. And then
menu,
we'll do a recording.
Heading.
So, because that's why everybody's here. So we're in the menu.
Close menu button. Profile for Thomas Cummings button.
Okay. That's your account information.
Refer someone and ellipsis heading ellipsis. They get some pro for free button.
Okay.
Learn about heading.
And then learn about, that's like the help section of the app. So
importing your voice memos button.
So you can, if you can record, like, let's say you use, say, the voice memos app, you can import those memos to this app if you want.
Organization button.
Organization.
Recording button.
Recording, just tips on recording.
Listening button.
Listening.
Sharing button.
Sharing.
Contact heading.
And contact. So let's get into recording.
Menu,
here,
menu, close menu,
what
button.
Everyone's interested in. So let me go.
All tapes, menu, button, search by any attribute. It's a bit empty. Record view, selected. All tape, record view.
All right. So
start recording, button.
Now I'm going to tap on the start recording button. And you heard a little beep there. So I'm now recording. And this is a test. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Are you hearing my dulcet tones here? So I'm going to stop this recording. Okay. So now.
Selected. Record all tapes. Mixtapes.
We're going to
tab,
go to
all
tapes.
Tab. Selected.
And
all
the
tapes.
Recording
tab,
will show
two of
up
three.
Here.
Mixtapes. Tab. Search. Menu. Search by any app. May. Heading. Speech. Recorded today at 11:38 a.m. by Thomas Cummings. 13 seconds.
Okay.
Actions available.
So now we're going to play this. So. The easiest way to play this, you can just double tap on it and just start playing. And you heard a little beep there, so I'm now recording. And this is a test. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Are you hearing my dulcet tones here? So I'm going to stop this recording. Now, one thing though, and you wouldn't know this unless probably I told you. That recording was not coming through this mic that I'm talking into. That recording was being recorded to the mics built into the iPhone. So phone connected up, and this is an issue. Even though I've got my phone connected up to my audio interface, so it should be picking up this mic. It's recording from the
regular mics.
And if I was using any other app, like even voice memos or just press record or Recorder HQ, it will be picking up from the correct microphone. And I have been in touch with the developer. The problem is that I'm using an iPhone SE. So the way I have my iPhone connected to my interface is I have one of those Lightning to 3.5 millimeter adapters plugged into my iPhone. Since it's an SE 2020, it still has a Lightning connector. From that, I have a TRRS to TRRS cable, which goes to my interface, and there's a little TRRS jack in my interface connected. So I've got the cable going between my phone and the interface. So it should be picking up this microphone that I'm speaking into, but it's not because, or this app thinks that I'm using the Apple AirPods, you know, which have the little, that you know, that you buy for $20. Mm-hmm. So it says, oh no, those are a crappy microphone. So we're going to ignore that, and we're going to use the built-in mics on the iPhone. So what I'm going to ask the developer to do is, like in other apps, have a place where you can pick the recording source and say, don't use the iPhone microphone. Use the mic that's connected up to. So, you know, they've set this app up for musicians, but they've set it up almost too well. It automatically assumes, it sees that if you've got something with a headphone jack connected to this phone, it thinks, oh, that's not a real microphone. I'm in discussions with him, and hopefully they will fix this. You know, that's the only issue that I've found. I've tested this with I have a set of Sennheiser in-ear binaurals, and that does work fine with this app. So
is that because it sees those mic?
It sees the name. So they send the name of Sennheiser Ambios. So it sees those as a separate microphone. So they can change this. I think it's easy enough for them because, like I said, any other app that I've used doesn't have this issue. They've just overthought this a little too much.
Tim, what are those Sennheiser earphones that you're using?
Unfortunately, you can't get them anymore.
I just got it, so I got them just before they ended.
Yeah, they ended. So. They ended. John got a pair. Amazon, you sell them for $50. It's a set of earphones that go in your ears. Each one has a little microphone on the outside, so you can actually
say record. There isn't anything else we can get. If we didn't get them when they were on sale,
I think Sound Professionals actually does make a version that you can get that does work, but it's a little more, it's probably three times the price.
I might get those for John, and he might give me the cheap one.
Well, we might want to see, because what it was is those MBO Tech ones, they have a lightning connector, and I wonder if eventually they're going to have a C connector.
So you can get, I think, a lightning. You should talk to Don Breda, because there's a lightning that will work.
Yes, you can get a lightning to C, and it does work.
And it does work. And Margaret, let me ask you this question. Does the mode where you can hear what's going on around you, does that work on yours?
As far as I know, it does.
I have a pair, and mine doesn't work. So I got a bad
I got a bad pair.
That's the thing. It records fine, but it doesn't. You can't hear the sounds around you, outside sounds around you.
I had no trouble with that.
But they make great recordings, and they never clip.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing that's nice about them is they have two levels of recording. They have regular recording level and then a lower recording level if you know you're going to be in a place where the sounds are really, like if you're at the Kennedy Space Center, you know, watching the shuttle launch or something.
You put it on lower.
You put it on lower, yeah. But anyway, that's my basic discussion of the app. It works pretty well. If we can get this little piece ironed out, it'll even be better.
So, Tim, because I think you had mentioned at some point in the past about something about the changing of the bit sampling rates and stuff. Is that done on this, or is it all automatic?
So it's either you either record in the lossless mode, which is compressed, or the regular mode, which is no compression, and your files are huge.
There's no place where you have to worry about just, you know, 32-bit versus
No.
It does it automatically.
No. And as long as you have an easy way of getting it off your phone, like I said, I have Dropbox. It'll go right into Dropbox, and just the files will get uploaded. It's very easy.
So do you think this would be, because you have a number of different recording apps, would this be your choice now to try using with the Sennheiser?
I definitely want to use this with the Sennheiser.
Would you use this one? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And because of the Ambiotech, would you do it in stereo or mono?
If you're recording with the Ambios, you want it in stereo because then you get the effect of like you're there. Yeah. So it's total immersive sound. It's 3D. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And so it's free. Or $30 a year,
or $100.
$100.
So what I would advise you first is to get the free version and try it out. Yeah. I mean, I assume they'll be adding more features, obviously, in the paid app eventually. Yeah. You know. So, but yeah.
Do you have a feel of was there a reason why they had the capability of bringing in voice memos into it? Is there?
I think because a lot of people use voice memos comes with every iPhone, so
yes,
it's a pretty basic recording app, you know, for people. And so the feeling is that a lot of people who just record on voice memos, this is a quick way to, you know, better organize your recordings and just import them. You know, if you've got a lot of stuff you've recorded on voice memos, and you don't want to keep them in voice memos,
Also, John, the one of the reasons too is that you, with the iPhone 15 and the button that replaced the mute button, memos is one of the choices of things you can use. So you can assign that button to memos, and all you have to do is hold that button in, and you're now recording.
Okay.
And this app has that option too. I haven't set it up, but you can set this app on so that you can actually activate it even on your lock screen. So
you could change it. Okay.
But that too, the nice thing about that is that you don't have to mess with anything. You don't have to bring anything out. You need to record in 2 seconds. You're there.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
Hey, Tim, regarding this mic setup that you're saying currently doesn't work, but that you're saying works with other apps. So that is your interface is connected to your PC and then connected to the iPhone via that TRRS.
That's correct.
And the mic, yeah, and the mic is connected to the interface. And what you're saying is that the iPhone is supposed to, in this app, sorry, your mic that's connected to the interface is supposed to be recognized, and it is in other apps, but it's not in this one. That's great, because I was looking at the App Store description, and it was saying that with the paid version, like, you're able to connect to interfaces and such.
Problem is the way they assume you're going to do it is you would connect this directly to the iPhone, and if you did that, then you wouldn't be able to connect it to your computer at the same time. See?
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
Could I, in theory, use this app on my iPhone only?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Do you think it would be
as good as my voice memo?
It's definitely as good.
It is right now, I wouldn't be able to use that microphone.
Well, you don't have a microphone for it.
Yeah, you don't have a microphone that connects up to your iPhone anyway at this point. You wouldn't be able to use a microphone that directly connects to your iPhone. No.
When I go to record my karaoke stuff, I still have to use the one that connects to my computer.
But I think that would be easier, because then you're doing everything in the same place.
Well, I would use Tape-It versus the recorder on the iPhone.
Tape-It has a little better audio quality if you use the uncompressed mode. But I mean, the iPhone, the Voice Memos app is a perfectly fine app to use. A lot of people use it to record stuff, and you can export it to, I think you can export voice memos to Dropbox.
You can and I'm trying to think, though, does the voice memos have stereo? I don't remember.
I don't think it does either.
I think you could like listen to it in enhanced mode, but I don't know if you actually could record it
in stereo.
In stereo, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing with the new iPhones now. The new iPhones have two microphones, so you can actually record in stereo with just your iPhone.
With the enhanced mode that you're talking about, John, I think it's at the output.
It doesn't say anything about the input. It's on the output side of things.
Yeah. Even though you'd be hearing it with a kind of a spread out sound, it wouldn't show up in the recording.
Right, right. Tape is T-A-P-E-I-T.
The two words run together.
Oh, tape. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.